The new movie Open Water opens in theaters this weekend. A yuppie couple in search of harmless adventure and fun is stranded in the waters of the Caribbean. The team with sharks, not pina coladas.
Did you get us lost?
No.
So we're in the right spot?
Yes. I'm 90% sure.
90%? Why only 90%?
Because the boat's not here.
The two actors treading water in the scene are Daniel Travis and Blanchard Ryan. They join us now from our studios in New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Hi, thanks for having us.
All dried out now?
Pretty much.
Just recently, yes.
Yeah, we're all unpruned.
Well, you've been getting wonderful reviews. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How long did you spend bobbing in the ocean?
We had over 120 hours of water footage.
Over 100 hours bobbing up and down in the water, you know, that are, after all, shark infested, no cliche. Mm-hmm. How desperate were you two for an acting gig?
Oddly enough, this will be another indication. I actually sought Chris out to audition for this job.
This is the director of the film.
Yes, Chris Kentis. I actually asked him if I could come in and audition.
Yeah, my agent stressed the wonderful character and the great couple of Chris Kentis and Laura Lau and how wonderfully received their first film had been. And she sort of skirted over the swimming with sharks issues. And by the time I learned about all that, I was already in love with the script and with Chris and Laura. So it was kind of too late.
Now, did they have to do something to draw the sharks to you? I mean, sharks are, for one thing, they are non-union, and they can be, at least most of them, be totally uncooperative, and, you know, they only look for their own role in the script. How did
exactly.
they get the sharks to come to you?
We didn't have to do anything to get the sharks to come to us. The minute we stopped the engines on the boat, there were about 45 or 50 sharks there.
You've never seen anything like it. We
hadn't done. There was no tuna in the water yet. There was no calling the sharks to come on set.
This particular population of sharks dives with this company several times a day, so they hear the sound of that particular motor and they come a running.
Well, let's listen to a clip in which your co-stars appear.
Okay.
What is it, honey? Are you okay? What is it, honey?
Ouch.
We are really falling apart, aren't we? Oh, God.
They're gone. They're gone.
Jesus, Daniel. What kind are they?
Big ones.
it gets me all scared again just listening to that.
Oh, my word.
I was just terrified during the shark diving portion of it. It just gives me shivers to remember it.
Now, I have to ask, Friday's USA Today, Blanchard Ryan?
Yep.
Yes.
You're quoted as saying you're being encouraged to, publicity purposes, to exaggerate the danger that is, as I think you noted earlier, these are in the main sharks that are accustomed to human beings or human contact.
Of course we are. And one of the things that's so much fun about a summer movie like this is that, you know, you want to give people the opportunity to be scared. You don't want to take away the, all the thrills and spills that you know, they're going to pay their $10 and get their popcorn and enjoy. That being said, Chris and Laura were, you know, they were wonderful to us. I mean, for everything from protecting us from the sharks to putting sunscreen on our noses and making sure we had bottles of water when we needed them. And they're, you know, just such loving, caring filmmakers. And I am just reluctant to portray them as these draconian, you know, maniacs who risked our lives.
Threw us in the water. Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, but we are encouraged, of course, to remind people that these are real dangerous sharks. And it is, I think it really is a cool thing. So I don't mind that part of it.
Next film project, you're gonna work with grizzly bears?
Blanchard said that whatever film she does, the next one's going to be on land.
I'm looking for a nice, like, assistant DA, you know, something like that.
I think I'm just going to work my way down the food chain. I'm going to hit all the top predators.
He really will. He'll be in Antarctica next, Galapagos, you know.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Daniel Travis and Blanchard Ryan and several Caribbean sharks are the stars of the new motion picture Open Water. To see video clips from the movie and hear an extended interview with the actors and we got the sharks, and you can go to our website at npr.org. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.